The AJC's trusted veteran political voices, Greg Bluestein, Patricia Murphy, Tia Mitchell, and Bill Nigut are the essential source for Georgia politics. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Politically Georgia. Sign up for the newsletter, download the podcast, subscribe to the AJC.
Hip-hop is a product of black people. It's a product of black song and celebration.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution presents
hip-hop's most pulled elements are pulled from the South.
A Southern hip-hop story.
We always go back to that moment of the Source Awards.
Everybody wants your rhythm, but they don't want your blues.
The biggest names in hip-hop.
Atlanta is still the mecca for hip-hop.
50 years.
No one can deny.
One film.
The power of the South now.
The South got something to say. Streaming now at ajc.com/hip-hop.
An old line Atlanta power couple. He, a prominent lawyer with a courtly manner and deep political connections. She, the hard-charging president of an advertising company. Tex and Diane McIver seem to have it all. They own two homes, including a ranch east of Atlanta. There, Tex built an authentic Old West saloon and imported Longhorn steers for the pasture. Diane's wardrobe, it looked like a high-end department store. By most accounts, Tex and Diane were happy. Outwardly, at least, they seemed to have an ideal marriage. That is, until he shot her in the back.
It was a tragic accident. I experienced devastation that I'm going to have the rest of my life. You know, not only have you lost your life partner, but you're the reason.
We know that the contention is what Mr. Hill just said. It's an accident. Terrible accident. The gun that killed Diane McIver, it just went off. Accidentally, just boom, it's a bunch of malarkey.
I'm Bill Rankin, legal affairs reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Get ready for the next season of Breakdown. It'll launch soon, just before Tex McIver goes to trial for murder. Malice, murder. My AJC colleague, Craig Schneider, has covered this saga from the beginning. He and I will break the case down for you, and it's a case that truly seems to defy explanation. Say the DA's right. Say Tex shot Diane on purpose. They're riding in their big SUV late one night through Atlanta. Diane's in the front passenger seat. Tex, seated right behind her. Their friend, Danny Joe, is driving. The initial story was that Tex became concerned about a possible Black Lives Matter protest outside the car. So he told Diane to get him his gun. Diane handed Tex the snub-nosed revolver. The very gun that would soon kill her.
He said, darling, he said, why don't you just hand me my gun? And he said it was in the console and it was in a bag, even though he's got a permit. So she took it out because I was driving and handed it to him.
So yes, it makes you wonder, who commits a premeditated murder in such a way? From the backseat of a car with a witness sitting right beside the victim? Breakdown will prepare you for the trial that starts October 30th and cover it all the way to the verdict. By the holidays, Tex McIver will know his fate, and so will you. Please join us on October 16th for episode 1. And, as always, thanks so much for being a Breakdown listener.
Hello, this is a collect call from
Tex McIver,
an inmate at Fulton County Jail.
Our journalists at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution are working around the clock to keep you updated on all the developments surrounding the Trump indictment. Now the AJC is putting all of our coverage in one place with our new Trump 19 newsletter. Every Wednesday, you'll have our latest coverage and analysis on this historic case in your inbox. So sign up for free today at ajc.com/indictment newsletter. That's all one word. ajc.com/indictment newsletter.
I'm Ernie Suggs, race and culture reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
And I'm Ned Ravone, lifestyle columnist. Atlanta has been known as the Black Mecca for so many years, but that means something different to everybody.
It means everything to me. I've been living here for 24 years, and I am still amazed at how rich the city's Black culture continues to grow. Every day I wake up, I learn something new.
Well, you all can learn something new by subscribing to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's new newsletter called Unapologetically ATL. It's all about the people, the events, and the entertainment happening in Metro Atlanta that Black people might want to know about.
Like historically Black colleges and universities.
Atlanta's thriving art scene,
and the city's growing neighborhoods.
Wherever you live, we want to hear from you. We want to hear what issues are important to you.
So subscribe today at www.ajc.com/unapologeticallyATL.
Only from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.